So what they're reminding all of us is to prepare our holy station. In other words, like we're becoming self-evolved. In other words, we are evolving in consciousness. And we want to be very good stewards of our light. So just the way we prepare, they're showing me the Empress card in Tarot. So how beautiful is that? That is rebirthing time. So when we open up to receive these higher engagements, they're reminding us, now they're showing me the Strength card. So they're reminding us that in each moment, we have opportunity to begin again. So we want to remember that we're not stuck in the past unless we choose to be. They want me to repeat this. We are not stuck in the past unless we choose to be. So as you will open up to your light, as you will open up to your further consideration, they're asking us to adjust the blinds. So just the way you adjust blinds or curtains or whatever, it's like you take that time to open up, excuse me, because a consideration of higher value, courtesy of higher value. I said consideration, but the word they wanted me to use is courtesy, because there's a different energy to it. Courtesy is bowing to, being courteous of. So this is about being courteous to our light, bowing to our light, bowing to our higher awareness. And they're showing me like a dove, like Holy Spirit. So we are no longer bound to past consideration. What you couldn't do yesterday, what you couldn't do this morning, what you couldn't reach tomorrow. Now, the reason they said tomorrow is to remind us there's a timeline that would be our tomorrow where we couldn't reach it. But as we no longer consent to past consideration, in other words, remember, we're paying courtesy to our higher awareness, to our higher self, to our higher light. We bring forth new resolution. And when I said new resolution, I literally had like two doves coming together in midair and sort of kissing, sort of pecking. So again, coming to ourselves. Now these two doves somehow have become two parts of like a heart, like, you know, the Valentine heart, the two parts becoming one. So this is where we are standing up tall, we are standing up straight, and we're allowing true vision. So when I said allowing true vision, the energy that started pouring through our circulation is everlasting. So it's here, it's available. As we will consent, as we will part ways with the past, as we will open up into new considerations. So new consideration is no longer following the old approach, the old beliefs, the old linear, what's real and what isn't real, and who am I and who is everybody else. So this is about parting ways with the old structure. It's not that we're not going to still see form, but we're going to see everything through spiritual vision. So everything is going to come alive with our own knowingness, with our own recall, with our own steward and glee. So in other words, everything is us. Everything is consciousness. It's really not form and truth. So we're coming alive into truest claim. So it's all waiting for us, being shown to us. And we're the ones that are conceding. We're the ones that are gesturing, orchestrating, permitting, allowing. So this is where, like when I feel the energies, and Mary Magdalene's sort of, she's spotting us in a way. In other words, holding that energetic field of intention. So this is where we think of those guides. We think of them as masters. They'd like us to think of them as guides. In other words, these beings of light that have it in wholeness, they've already completed this, aspects of ourself that have already completed it, are guiding us to true witnessing. So when I say guiding, it's like they're spotting us, back to spotting. They're holding an energetic field to make it easier for us to pass through. So just imagine, you know how angels can, like, you know, keep people from getting hurt in car accidents, whatever else, you know, that they're working on other levels of remembrance, that these energies are wide open. So just think of a portal where it's just easy gliding, easy to pass through, as we will permit it. So our permission, our good knowing, our faithfulness is the key. So it's the key of true remembrance. This is where we're dropping past consideration. Object, subject. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm wrong, you're right. So all of this dualism and saying there's another approach. There's another courtesy. There's another playbook. So these energies that are coming forth, and I still have this dove holding like the olive branch. This dove represents our own self. It represents the highest aspect of self that we are coming to recognize, that we're coming to know. So do you ever, like, get into a fuss or an argument with self, with someone else, with the world, whatever, and it's just like, you know, I just choose love. I just choose a higher opportunity, an opportunity where we're no longer in conflict and bitterness and war. And so this is where we're coming alive. It's not that we just disengage and don't care. It's that we're holding a place card. We're holding a placement for the truth to come alive. So as we will receive these high notes of consideration, again, whether you think of it as your God self, whether you think of it as like your partner. Now, when I say your partner, you want to think of your higher awareness, your I Am presence, your divine self, your soul, a guardian angel, something that is very, when I say personal, what they mean by that is like user-friendly. Not something etheric, like they don't even know my name. They don't know what I've been through. They don't know what I'm going through. They don't know the bill I have to pay tonight, like whatever the concern is. It's something where they've been holding your hand all along, waiting for your attractiveness. In other words, waiting for you to signal your readiness, waiting for you to notice your higher purpose, your higher consideration. So as we will receive these gifts of true knowing, and when I say true knowing, it's just, I just feel like light. Come here, buddy. All is growling. I just feel this light that is just pressing upon. So again, everything we experience in life holds a frequency, and it comes into our domain, it comes into our space, because like attracts like. So when you give it up, in other words, when you give up the past tense and you move into future dialogue, you move into future fashion, you move into future consideration, this is what you now profess. So in other words, bring forth what's in agreement with my holy remembrance. With my holy remembrance. So this is how we shift timelines. This is how we turn the page. And what wasn't possible tomorrow is now conceivable and durable because we've ordered it. Just the way you order from Amazon. You order takeout. I choose this. So allow this light to permeate all members. This is going to be all the family members, all the friends, all the employees, all the employers, all the politicians, all the backstabbers. Like, in other words, all the ones that have been playing in your arcade with you. So again, playing games. And again, so when we say games, it's sort of like remembering, even though it's hard, tough, struggle, a problem, painful, whatever it may be, that, again, this is reflective of the belief a being without love, being without holy remembrance, being without higher gesturing. So when we create unity consciousness, when we create a new world order, when we create beings of light, when we create our own availability to our multidimensional perspective, this is where we come to serve the many. And I'm just saying, like, just imagine a cafeteria or a soup line or a picnic where we're serving the many. We're serving the many in our alignment, in our truth. So handing out small change, meaning solving things from the old consciousness, well, it works until the wind blows. It works until the ego gets a hold of it. It works until it's like day by day worn away. And so we have agreed to travel lightly. In other words, and they're just showing us as if we're, just think of yourself as an angel, a light being, a firefly, anything where you're turning on that light, anything where you're recognizing the powers within and you're engaging with that accelerated emotion, with that accelerated field that you're drawing upon. So allow this courtesy of remembrance, allow heavenly bliss, allow the new invocation of light to persevere. In other words, to come to your memory quickly, so the next time you get frustrated, you know, why did that driver stop suddenly, or whatever the issue is, it's like the courtesy of light. The courtesy of light. We want to remember everything that we bring forth, we have agreed to, we have attracted. And so we're attracting the old energy, the old consciousness, the old shadow to introduce the new affordability, the new wonderment. So remember the portal. Remember that we're walking through. Remember that we're being spotted. Remember that we came here to witness the truth for all to experience, for all to pass through, to all to admire. Again, coming, when we say admiring their oneness with Source. Admiring their oneness with their holy state. So allow these energies to stir and commingle with your very essence. So again, feeling the light, feeling that power, feeling that liberation, feeling that freedom. Moving into that accelerated stance, beyond form, beyond earthly realm, permitting that heavenly glow, and allowing your life to be restructured, allowing it to be resurrected from an old state to a new life, a new remembrance. Moving through the portal with ease, with grace, permitting that freedom, new awareness, new choice. And they're saying allowing that dust to settle, remembering that our higher self is orchestrating everything, knows the wisest places, the wisest choices for us as we come upon ourselves, remembering our holiness. Let us receive.